and sleep is a must. Will we make it to bed or just stay up, up, up?
This is WMFO in Medford.
This song's called Wishes in the Wind.
Making wishes when you were a little kid. You know, I always felt like I used all mine up. And then I was stuck with a big mess. Just like this next song.
I can't talk.
Pressure it builds and it builds and it builds.
One more for you. This is my finale. The song is called Winter. Thank you. Milford, New Hampshire. You can find all my stuff online, everywhere you stream music. My last album is called Drone at Home. Check it out. Most of these songs come right off it. Thank you.
All right. How cool was that? Aaron will be in a little bit to chat, probably in 5 minutes or so. I'm going to play some music. And this is Jittery Jack with Amy Griffin. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was Jittery Jack with Amy Griffin on guitar. Tonight's the Night, the name of the song. This is Justine and the Unclean.
Man. till it's too late. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown day. Ribbons of shining light. I'm going to a show tonight. I'm walking along and I'm humming my favorite song.
All right, that was Knockdown Day, newest one from Nervous Eaters. Before that, Justine and Unclean with Picking a Fight. I'm here with Aaron. Nice job in there.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I don't know how. First time here, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So just a little background. You're also with the Argonauts.
Well, that is just formed. That's actually brand spanking new.
Is it?
I just formed it. Yeah, we haven't put anything out yet. It's just me and a drummer.
And so are you looking to get something out shortly?
Yeah. I'm actually, I would like to have something recorded and out by June. That's kind of my timeline for that one. I like to work fast.
Yeah. So do you have singles and you're trying to cull it into a release? Or do you
I'm just writing right now. I write all the songs and then I present them to my drummer, Jason. And, and then we hash them out.
Is it just the two of you for now?
It's just the two of us for now. I have my my hype man that joins us sometimes. His name's Huey the Gecko. And he comes out and sings backups with me. But it's that's it, really. I'm looking for a keyboard player, though, to take up all that extra stuff that I do.
There you go. Looking for help. Help wanted.
I do the synths. I play bass. I sing. I do everything. I'd like to hand off some responsibilities to someone else.
Yeah, we were talking off here. That live performance you just heard was just you doing all that.
Right. Yeah, it was just me. I got some backing tracks. I got a synth that I control. It's an air synth that I control with my elbow, and I play bass and sing to a metronome in my ear.
And I asked you a little bit, but how long have you been doing that? Like, just the salt thing go back a ways?
Was it
always that elaborate? Like, no. did you just start out playing like an acoustic guitar?
No, never. I'm a bass player. I've been playing forever. I've been in a lot of bands, and the solo thing is brand spanking new. I put out a solo album in 21. I didn't expect to go out and play or anything, but then I was picked up by another band, Dank Sinatra, and I played with them for about 8 months on keyboards. And then right after that project, I put out an album almost right away. I wrote an album and put out in like 2 months called Destroyer, which was that first song that I played with the robot voice. It's just been a crazy roller coaster. I've put out a lot of material. My last album I just put out in October called Drone at Home.
And was that just you?
That is all me. It's got some guest appearances on vocals, like gang vocals, mm-hmm. you know, and whatnot. My wife appears on there, and some mm-hmm. of my friends. But I do all the instrumentation, and I wrote all the songs.
Someone just asked me to do some gang vocals, and I told them, I'm like, I can't sing. I'm like,
you don't need to.
I said, I can yell into a mic, you know, my phone and send it to you if you want.
You're basically looking for a crowd.
Yeah, he was.
So like, you don't have to be on.
Yeah, the guy was just think of a drunk crowd in a bar. I said, well, I can do that.
Right.
And I guess, you know, you can just make it muted so you don't even hear the guy if it's really bad, right? And say, yeah, and so like you'll get credit. Like, yeah, he was on it.
Did you do it?
I did, but. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, here you go. But I mean, he knew. It was like, so now I got sidetracked talking about my own stuff here. But so when you were younger, I'm going back a bit. Like, did you pick up one instrument and from there go to, okay, I'm just playing bass. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll do keyboards and maybe I'll do this. And
yeah, no, not really. I played just bass for most of my life. My father was a drummer. You know, I played a little bit of drums here and there, but it was never my instrument. Yeah. It's always been bass until recently. Like when I put out that album in 21, I got a keyboard and I learned how to play it for that album.
Yeah.
So and then I got picked up by a band to play keyboards. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
That was crazy.
Because that's like not your.
No.
You just kind of picked that up.
Oh my God, it was so stressful. I was stressed all the time.
I can imagine.
I did. Like, I was just worried about, like, messing up all the time because it was so new. I wasn't used to it.
Yeah. And so how did they hear you playing keys and said they must have liked it?
They were impressed. It was a good friend of mine, and he liked it, and he invited me in. So, yeah, that was fun for a while. So that's where I started, and it really, like, got me kind of good fast, really fast because they play out and... You know, they're a gigging band. So that got me really good fast. So when I came out of that and recorded Destroyer, like my keyboards were on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, on point, and my bass was on point, and everything was like really tight. Way better than the first album.
But you have a lot of material, and you have Argonaut stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, that's
coming
out. That's brand spanking new. That's, I can't wait to have a real drummer, you know, because it's just been me and the programming MIDI all these years.
but you're shooting for sometime in the summer?
Yeah. I'd like to have an album out by, like, at least an EP, six song
right.
EP. We're, he's really good, and he's able to catch on anything I throw at him. Even all the odd time signatures I throw at him, he's willing to take it on.
I would imagine, because some of this stuff's tricky.
Yeah, it is. I like playing weird things. I have some odd influences on that.
Odd's good. Why? You know, everything can't be fit in that peg.
No, not really.
And you're one of those guys that doesn't really fit in the peg, but which is cool, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it.
So
I'm always striving for something. I'm always trying to do something that I don't know how to do.
You figure it out.
And then eventually I figure it out and I do something else after that.
Are you going to do all the lyrical work for the...
Yes. Yeah. It's just going to be me. Unless obviously during the recording sessions I have any of my friends, which I usually do. I mean, lend a hand here and there.
Do you have any idea we're going to record it or anything, or no?
No. Like,
still in the formative stages.
I'm going to record everything myself, as usual. You know, I got all the mics and recorder on my computer.
Real do-it-yourself.
Yes, yeah. That's why it's much cheaper that way.
Right, I know.
You know, and
right.
if you can, you know, do it.
Yeah, if you're able to do the home studio thing, mm-hmm. sure.
Makes sense. If it's like do-it-yourself... Or wait until you have the money to do it in a studio, and then you probably never get it done.
Yeah.
And that's what drove me the first time. I've had recording gear for 20 years, and I'm always like, I want to record an album. And I never did. And I'm like, I have everything. Let me just do it. What am I waiting for? I'm always waiting to have the money to go to the studio for this, or the money to buy that piece of equipment. And at that point, I waited 20 years.
Yeah. So, do you think it'll be, when it does come out, will it just be digital, or will it be a CD form?
Well, it won't be a CD form.
Digital, probably.
Yeah, I'd rather, if I'm going to put it out on physical media, I'd love to put it on vinyl.
I know, but that's so,
anything.
Right?
It's like, what is it, like $1,500 a minimum for 100 pressings, I think.
Yeah, that's...
And yeah.
I mean, I guess you get bang for your buck if you can move them, because people pay a lot for vinyl too.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Do you really want to throw that?
It's more so that you know, you can have it. You know, for it would be more for me to have it printed out. I'd probably hand out more than I would sell.
I know, but at that point, you got to say to yourself, how much am I willing to lose?
That's why I haven't printed any yet.
Yeah.
I will.
A lot of bands just do digital.
Right. So. There's you know, I don't even really own a CD player except for in my car anymore. Yeah. Like, all that's gone.
I need one because I have a backlog. I have like 500 CDs.
Yeah, same here, in boxes in the basement. I want to bring them up, put them out. I have all my vinyl out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I don't have as much vinyl, but between, yeah, I get a lot. I probably get like 100 vinyl pieces, but so I have a lot of digital, I mean, physical product. But especially nowadays, even a lot of local bands, they'll just send you the MP3s and the WAV files, and that works too.
Because that's sign of the times. You know, most people don't. Nobody has CDs.
Yeah,
people who have cassettes have it for nostalgia.
I know that blows my mind when people are selling cassettes.
Yeah. I have fun, like when I record, I use cassettes sometimes so I can play with the tape. But that's more just for stylistic reasons.
So, do you think this is you have dates lined up for playing live, and or is that something you're gonna do?
Well, I do play live when I can get gigs. It's difficult. I've played the jungle a few times around these areas, and that's it for now. You know, I'm trying to get gigs. It's really difficult when it's just me, and I have to explain myself. You know, a lot of clubs don't understand.
Like, you're doing what? We just used to a drum
they
kit.
They want a
couple guys
band.
With guitars,
right?
And maybe some. But everyone's like separate, like someone on keys. We don't want one guy doing
that. Right. So I find it hard to book a lot of gigs. But I've played. It's just a lot of work. You write like 40 people and you'll get one response.
No, that's true too. I know, and I've lamented that for I'm no kid, and you know, going back to the 80s, going to like the Rat and the Channel and clubs like that, and there'd be these fantastic local bands, and like there'd be, like you said, like 20, 25 people there, and I'd be like, why don't they get this? Yeah. That's a big part of this, what we do here with college radio and internet radio and all that stuff, because this stuff should be heard.
I have much bigger audience playing radio shows. You know, I've played a few radio shows now, and this is my third one this year, and I feel like I reach a bigger audience than some of these shows, because I haven't broken like more than 20 people at any of these gigs at all.
And it's got to, I guess, I give credit to bands and people like yourself, though, that play, I mean, to not let it get you down.
No, it doesn't. I'll play in front of an empty room. You know what? I mean, if it's an empty room, it's practice. You know, and I'm just, you know, I'm getting older, and I'm just happy to play. I'm happy to play my music.
Yeah.
In front of anybody. And if you're willing to let me do it, if you like it, that's a bonus.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm gonna I'm gonna let you go. I'll get back to playing some stuff here.
Right.
But do you want to tell people where they can find you?
I mean, you can get me on Bandcamp. You can get me on Apple Music, Spotify. Mm. Just look up Aaron Bilodeau.
The normal socials.
If you want to look up my latest album, it's called Drone at Home. My album before that's called Destroyer. Those are two great albums. I recommend checking them out. Either one of them.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for coming in. Playing your tremendous live set.
I appreciate it.
And I'm going to play something by a local band called Looking Glass War. And I'll be back in about 10 minutes or so to babble.
All right.
Cause I've never been a man. Come and get it.
That was Phantom Ocean with a song called Broken Wings off the Phantasmagoria EP, Magic City with Roadrunner vs. Your Mother, Looking Glass War with Arrive. It's 11:47, almost out of here. I'll get back one more time and say see ya before I finally go. This is a band called Sapling.
I got all my news from Geminis. Bleeds through the pages. Of course you were, of course you did. 11:37, same as ever. Make your idols cry, make your idols cry, make your idols cry, make your idols cry. Make your idols cry, make your idols cry, make your idols cry. 11:37.
Just wish I looked a little more like you. I get it touched up every now and then. I saw these kids getting on the bus. They reminded me of a younger us. They didn't like me staring at them. Does it keep you up at night? Sort of regrets in the TV. Window keeps my provisions cold. I wasn't sure you'd be here again. A lot harder than it had to be in the battle with reality. It's getting hard to pretend. Does it keep you up at night? Sorting regrets in the TV light. Do you sleep with your head by the phone?
That was Avoid One Thing, a song called Better Off Alone. Mad Cherry with Contemplation, brand new single by them. Sapling with 1137. It's 1157 almost. WMFO in Medford. Listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I'm going to leave you with one more by, let me see here. We're going with Weekend Friends. Thanks for listening. Once again, WMFO in Medford.
I was old.